The Guardian.
Yes, it was set up and established under the dying days of John Reid's period as Home Secretary, after the Home Office had been split in half and focused more sharply on counter-terrorism and a sort of Ministry of the Interior. And it brings together senior officials from Home Office, Foreign Office, and the Department of Communities and Local Government. And its role is as a counter-terrorism unit to as a propaganda unit, really, in a shadowy sort of way. One step in, it's not secret in that they've announced its existence, but its activities have been somewhat wreathed in mystery. And it's designed to, in its own words, taint the Al-Qaeda brand, and that's its task.
And how is it going about this?
Well, what this paper I've seen, which was drawn up in July, shows, which is entitled Challenging Violent Extremist Ideology Through Communications, is that it's intending to, or is already underway, is a sort of global propaganda push whereby it's collating material from news sources around the world, Arabic, North African and Western media sources, along the theme of Al-Qaeda is in decline, and is, in its own words, pushing this material initially to the Foreign Office's overseas posts, all consulates and embassies in the world, for use with to influence what they call overseas influencers and opinion formers, but also in a domestic context as well, and it intends to use this material to push it, is the word, pushing is the word they use in the document, this material to UK media channels. And the kind of example they have in mind is a BBC radio programme exposing tensions between Al-Qaeda leadership and its supporters, which starts raising serious questions, I think, in terms of a shadowy Whitehall counterterrorism propaganda unit pushing material to established news organisations such as the BBC, presumably on an unattributable basis, and raises questions about news management in a very sensitive area.
Does the RICU believe that its tactics are working? Is Al-Qaeda losing supporters?
Well, this is an initiative which has only just started. This is the first of what it calls will be a rolling product, in the terminology of the counterterrorism experts, tailored to attempting to, in their words and jargon, undermine the Al-Qaeda narrative, which they think they need to do by countering it with an alternative narrative. And the material they put together is interesting in that it documents and illustrates three themes. One, first of all, that Al-Qaeda is losing support. Secondly, that Al-Qaeda are not heroes and don't have the answers. And in an overseas context, that Al-Qaeda harms you, your country, and your livelihood. And the material which it puts together brings together a lot of articles and news reports based on along those themes. For example, it under the heading Al-Qaeda has suffered military defeat in, it has a note in brackets there to diplomatic handlers, saying, use advisedly, avoid suggesting that Al-Qaeda is no longer a threat. We're not claiming victory over Al-Qaeda, we're stressing their declining support. And so, for example, it cites the recent claims by Michael Hayden, the CIA director, that Al-Qaeda is essentially defeated in Iraq and Saudi Arabia and on the offensive throughout much of the rest of the world, in what they describe, this briefing note describes as a strikingly upbeat assessment of the organisation. But the rest of the material is coherent and credible, and goes such things as citing leading clerics in Egypt, other parts of the Arabic world, distancing themselves or denouncing Al-Qaeda in various ways.
And picking up on one of the points you made earlier, has the BBC signed up to make politically biased programmes?
Well, there's no evidence of that has happened as yet. What it shows is that this organisation, this shadowy Whitehall counterterrorism unit, is about to, or already has opened talks with the BBC and or other UK mainstream media organisations to use this material. It's very early days still. What this document I've seen shows is that this is in the planning stage, and they're presumably this dossier of material has been sent to embassies around the world, and will be subject part of a propaganda push, which I presume will happen in the next few weeks or the next couple of months.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.